It is time now for the Rural News with Sally Murphy. And Sally, new figures show honey production has dived. Have the bees been lazy?
Yeah, it appears so. National production for the season just ended was down 24% on the year prior, while the average yield per hive fell 18%. This is according to the Ministry for Primary Industries Apiculture Monitoring Report for the 2020-21 season, which ended in June. While South Island production stayed relatively steady, in the North Island it fell by 7,000 tonnes. Apiculture New Zealand Chief Executive Karen Koss says these findings won't be surprising to beekeepers.
Look, last summer we had much more challenging weather conditions than the previous season. And so that previous season was obviously a record crop. So while the 2021 year was down, the preceding one, production and yield-wise, it certainly is in line with the five-year average of around 21,000 tonnes a year.
What sort of returns did beekeepers get this season?
So look, the returns have been lower than they have been in the previous seasons, particularly for those non-Manuka honey. So the last couple of years, they've been sort of down. I think like clover was averaging around $3.60 to $6 per kilo last season. You know, a couple of years ago, they were looking at between $5 and $10 per kilo. So there has been a decline in pricing. For the Manuka honeys, it's been pretty stable, still pretty good. But really, it has been, we have seen that drop over time in pricing for particularly the non-Manuka honeys. I will say, though, that beekeepers are telling me that they are seeing their honeys being sold over the last couple of months, and the pricing has gone up for those some of those clovers in particular and the bush honeys. So that's positive.
Karen Koss says despite production dipping, a record 12,800 tonnes of honey was exported over the season. She says this seems to have been partly driven by overseas buyers building stocks ahead of anticipated supply chain disruptions. Higher demand for wool products like sportswear and rugs has resulted in a resurgence in the wool price. Beef and Lamb's latest wool export data shows prices across all wool types have lifted in the year to October. Merino is up 28% to just over $18,000 a tonne, and strong wool, which has been struggling with depressed prices, has risen 12.1%. PGG Wrightson's General Manager of Wool, Grant Edwards, says prices are lifting due to higher demand.
We are seeing a general increase in demand overseas, and we're certainly seeing a waking up overseas to that natural, biodegradable, sustainable product. We're seeing in those merino types, we've seen prices back to those extreme highs of 3 years ago, which is based largely around that active sportswear market and to a degree the suiting market.
Mr. Edwards says the market has changed a lot in recent months.
We've seen within the wool industry, we've seen a resurgence with from the Indian markets, and a lot more wool has been exported to India over the last 4 months than what we've seen in previous years. In the same token, we've seen a lot less going into China, though that's starting to balance itself back out.
Grant Edwards says the higher strong wool price means farmers are no longer making a loss for shearing their sheep, but prices are still low and could rise further. A North Canterbury truffle company is hoping it will become the largest producer and exporter of the delicacy in the Southern Hemisphere. Set up in 2017, the New Zealand Truffle Company is now expanding its operations to 37,500 trees. When they reach maturity in 15 years, the trees will produce just over 17,000 kilograms of black, white and burgundy truffles. Worth between $2,500 and $3,500 a kilo, the truffles will be exported to Europe, the Middle East and Asia. Company owners Matthew and Catherine Dwan say New Zealand already produces good yields on boutique scale, so it makes sense to produce them at a commercial scale for export. The amount of sheep measles being detected across the country is at a record low of 0.44%. Tapeworms in dogs produce eggs, which when passed into pasture in their faeces are ingested by sheep. The parasitic infection doesn't make the animals sick, but causes cysts on the meat, affecting its quality. Ovis Management, owned by New Zealand Meat Companies, monitors the disease and educates farmers on how to minimise it. Project manager Dan Lynch says the record low level is a testament to the hard work of farmers treating their dogs for tapeworm.
It's difficult to control because the parasite is so fecund, it replicates so quickly. So, and part of the problem is that meat inspection and meat plants only picks up around about 20% because the cysts are deep-seated in the meat. So the place to stop infection is on farm. And that's why we celebrate this low prevalence that says that farmers are doing a fantastic job without any regulatory control of controlling this on farm.
Mr Lynch says it's vital the amount of sheep measles is kept low to avoid export issues.
New Zealand exports so much of its lamb product that we're dependent on any hiccup in exports to overseas countries would quickly reflect back in prices to New Zealand. And going back in the early 90s, New Zealand did have issues with exports into overseas countries because of sheep measles and lamb products and mutton products.
Dan Lynch from Ovis Management. And just lastly, the North Island store lamb market is softening. AgriHQ senior analyst Mel Crode says it's likely due to the slow start to spring and lamb condition being well behind compared to previous years. She says people are also holding on to lambs longer given the last two strong years of autumn and winter lamb trading. And that's the rural news for today. Koe rā te pūrongo o te tai whenua.